the valley wakes. Businesses, nonprofits, community stakes. We celebrate makers, artists, crews. Hudson Valley shines.
Hello and welcome to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show here on iHeartRadio. I'm your host, Frank Castella Jr. I'm also the president and CEO for the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce. And on our show today, I'll be bringing in some great guests from our business community. But before we get to them, I want to tell you about some great events that are happening in and around the Hudson Valley, including some business events, starting out with our Chamber Masterclass, which will be held on Wednesday. That's the 5th of August. The Chamber Masterclass is all about the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce, the impact that we have on our community, the value and benefits of getting involved in the organization, and the best ways to do so. Again, it's the Chamber Masterclass, Wednesday, August the 5th. Starts at 8 o'clock in the morning, runs from 8 to 10 a.m. It's also sponsored by our friends at Tompkins Community Bank and Emery and Webb Insurance. And then that Friday, August the 7th, we will hold a ribbon cutting at noontime for our friends at DS Home Services to celebrate their 20th anniversary in business. Come out and celebrate with us the 20th anniversary of DS Home Services. And then later that afternoon on August the 7th at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, we'll be at DCH Wappingers Falls Toyota for the Great Hudson Valley Scavenger Hunt Awards and Prize Ceremony. Of course, DCH Wappingers Falls Toyota is the Scavenger Hunt premier sponsor. I do want to thank our treasure sponsors, Adams Ferriker Farms, Foam and Watch Car Wash, Sweet Frog, Frozen Yogurt of Poughkeepsie, and our media sponsor, iHeartMedia of the Hudson Valley and Q92.1. On August the 11th, we will host a network present and refer at 8 o'clock in the morning. Runs from 8:30 to 9:30. This is a networking event that is only one person per profession. So if you have a product or service that you would like to promote in your community, whether you are a not-for-profit organization or your local business here in the Hudson Valley community, this is a great opportunity to get the word out about what you do here in the Hudson Valley community. It is sponsored by our friends at Stenger Glass, Hagstrom, Lindars, and Ueli, and Tompkins Community Bank. If you want to take a cruise on the Hudson River, it's a dinner cruise with food and a cash bar. The cruise will leave Shadows Marina on August the 13th at 5 o'clock in the evening, runs from 5 to 8 p.m. for that three-hour tour along the Hudson River. It's a great way to network with the business community, but also have a great time here along the Hudson River Valley and enjoy the sights, sounds, and the season of summer. All the information on the boat cruise can be found on our website at dcrcoc.org. There's another ribbon cutting on Friday, August the 14th at 4 p.m. celebrating the grand opening of 1450 Mocha at 3434 North Road in Poughkeepsie. Of course, there's the August contact breakfast along with a business education seminar and so much more in the month of August. Find it all listed right on our website, dcrcoc.org. We are going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll be joined by Greg Wolf of Minuteman Press. Hang in there. We'll be back after this quick message.
Hey, it's Uncle Mike from iHeartRadio. Frank Costello Jr. is in the studio. Frankie, what's going on over at the Chamber?
Uncle Mike, we are planning for the 35th annual Hudson Valley Hot Air Balloon Festival. It'll take place once again on Labor Day weekend, September 4th, 5th, and 6th this year, and it'll be at Time Warp Park in Unionvale, New York. This event has become a rite of passage for summer for everyone here in the Hudson Valley, with hot air balloon illumination moon glows, mass ascensions all weekend long, fireworks each night, 2x2 Animal Haven live music, a drone zone, bubble zone, live entertainment, and so much more. Find all the information and tickets online at the website balloonfesthv.com. That's balloonfesthv.com. And remember, Uncle Mike, those tickets sell out each and every year. And welcome back to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show here on iHeartRadio. On the show right now, my guest from Minuteman Press, Business Development Manager Greg Wolf. Greg, welcome to the show.
Hi, great to be here.
So, Greg, tell us a little bit about your background before we jump into Minuteman and your products, your services, what you provide here locally in the Hudson Valley community. I want people to get to know Greg Wolf.
Well, great. I grew up in Westchester County. I was born in a town in Manhattan and grew up in Pelham, New York. My family owned a wholesale business in the tabletop fashion and gift industry. We had showrooms at 225 Fifth Avenue, at the Atlanta Merchandise Mart, at the Dallas, Texas, I think it was called the Friedman Mart, and then the Chicago Trade Mart. And so we had showrooms across all these buildings. We represented hundreds of factories from around the world. One of the companies that started with my family's business, you may know, is called Vera Bradley. The Times Limited. There was hundreds of companies that my family gave the opportunity to show in major market centers at a fraction of the cost of renting out an entire showroom in a building. So I grew up in the home fashion and gift industry, did tons of trade shows here, Atlanta, Dallas, Chicago, even LA, and then Vegas when it opened, and then moved on to my own sales organization. That sales organization brought me to Newport, Rhode Island, where I resided for the last 6 years. State of Rhode Island is beautiful. Love the beaches, love the tennis courts that seem to be everywhere. But it was time to move. I am a native New Yorker. The way that I fit into Rhode Island is a little slower than I was hoping Rhode Island to be. So I visited some friends back here in upstate New York in the Woodstock area, fell back in love with the mountains. I used to visit this area a lot. I was a touring musician in my 20s. I am a songwriter. I have a publishing company. I used to work out of a studio called Bearsville in the Woodstock area.
Oh, yeah.
And so I would come up and record and spend some time in Woodstock. I loved it, but never really spent too much time here. I'd be here for a week or two at a time and then go back to the city and then go back on the road. When I was thinking about moving back to New York, I love Westchester, a little bit too expensive for me. And the idea of moving back into Manhattan was really not in my wheelhouse. So I did have a fond memory of upstate New York. So I came to visit. I have some friends that live in Stone Ridge. So I was staying with them for a little bit while I was trying to find a place. And I just fell in love with it up here.
We're speaking once again with Greg Wolf. For those who may be just tuning in here, he's with Minuteman Press, going through his background and history, what he's bringing here to our community. And now with Minuteman Press, I want you to tell a little bit about how you got involved with that organization.
Sure. I was a sales director for a big sports complex in Providence, Rhode Island, 200,000 square foot complex. And we did a lot of sponsorships, a ton of printing. We were always doing stuff for. We had huge events that went on at the facility, and we always used Minuteman Press as a printer. They always did amazing work. They never let me down. They were always quick, efficient, and with great premium products. So I moved here to upstate New York. I was just going through Indeed, kind of poking around, seeing what was out there, and saw the ad for a business development manager for Minuteman Press, and met with the owner. The owner is from New York, so we got along. He's invested quite a bit into the company. So as a previous business owner, when I met Rob and saw what he was committing to the business, I knew that this company was solid. It had a solid foundation. The things that I saw myself wanting to invest in, he was willing to invest to grow the business. So there's an owner there that's very committed to the company. For me as a business development manager, I want to know that there's a backbone to the company that won't crack. And Rob is that guy. So that gives me the confidence that I need to go forward, to know that anything that I promise that we can deliver, we can deliver.
And it's an evolving industry, forever changing. And I think that's what Minuteman as an organization brings to the table, to support its franchisees and the owners of businesses, for even individuals who may not even have a background in the industry, bringing the knowledge of technology and what they need to do to change, to adapt to with technology, to be competitive in a marketplace. And that's why you still see that Minuteman brand. So I want you to talk about a little bit about the technology and the services that you're able to provide with the technology that you have at Minuteman.
Yeah, it is amazing, and I am learning about the printing industry more and more. We do have printers that probably used to take up the size of, you know, half of a factory building. We've got heat presses that were added into our showroom in Wappinger Falls. We just added an architectural printer So we can do up to 30, 36 and 42 inch architectural printing. Just the equipment that I see in the showroom. I mean, the stuff that I used to print out 20 years ago, it was a huge building that had these machines. And now we have probably, I think it's about a 1,500 square foot space. And we were able to do T-shirts. We're able to do architectural printing. We're able to do laser printing, all kinds of different corporate things. And all in this 1,500 square foot space. We also have the advantage of being a nationwide industry. So we do have the knowledge and power of a business that stretches from California all the way to New York. We are a franchise organization, but we're also backed by a nationwide industry.
And locally owned, and that's key.
Absolutely.
A lot of people don't realize that franchises are necessarily locally owned. Some of the franchises are corporate in certain industries, mm-hmm. and this happens to be a locally owned franchise, as the Minuteman Press franchise is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very important to note, because when you pick up the phone, you get someone on the other end that is local, that's right here in our community. And the vast majority of what you produce is printed right here using local labor, generating sales tax dollars that come back here to our own community.
Correct.
And giving back to community, to local not-for-profit organizations. Being involved in local not-for-profit organizations, either through time, talent, or treasure. And that's so important that people realize that and know that. So I want you to take the opportunity and just talk a little bit about some of those services that you provide. Go down through the list of services, of items that people might come to you for.
Sure. I mean, obviously we do, the standard stationery items. We do business cards. We can work within any budget. We've done some business cards for some tattoo artists where it's a triple ply business card, where it's a gold foil on the inside. It's a white business card or a black business card. We cut into the card so the gold foil sticks out in the middle, and we'll make a tattoo artist's signature tattoo on the, we'll cut it out of the card. Those cards are very premium and very high end. And then we also do your standard business cards, stationery, envelopes. And then of course we do posters, we do postcards, we do banners, we do anything that you want to print your logo on. We have thousands of promotional items. We do pens, cups, coffee mugs for banks, for accounting firms, people that want their customer to leave something from their office with. So everything like that. I live in Stone Ridge. So one of the advantages of being locally owned is I will travel down here to come into the showroom three times a week. And if a customer en route wants to place an order and they need it the next day, I will bring that order to them from the showroom. For somebody that I work with, a couple of customers, a couple of real estate firms and architectural firms that they're working on a tight deadline. So they're in their office working out the details. They put an order in Monday morning for, say, an architectural print that they need on a construction site. And they say, Greg, can you please bring this to us? And sure, I'm in the office Monday. Yeah. When I leave on my way home, I'll drop it off to your office. And the customers really, really appreciate that. They know that I'm there. So that's something that is very only something you can do if you're locally owned and organic, like we are in the community.
So anything that is printed on paper, as I like to say, so anything from business cards, postcards, brochures,
yep.
flyers, labels, even magnets. I mean, I know that's not paper per se, but
yep.
That is a printed material, stationery, presentation folders, invitations, wedding invitations. I always tell people when they call me for wedding invitations, go to a local printer. Do not order it online. You will be disappointed.
Absolutely.
Not always, but I'm telling you, you want to touch and feel.
Yeah. And we're also our showroom. We have a graphic designer that works in-house in our showroom Monday through Friday. And she can create a custom invitation for you that's not a cookie cutter invitation. That's one of the huge advantages that I've seen with our printing company, is that the fact that we have a graphic designer in-house, you don't have to wait 2 to 3 days to get your image digitized. We can digitize it. You can send it to us at 8 o'clock. It could be digitized by 8:20.
So direct mail, that's another element to what you do.
It is.
Every door direct mail to variable data printing, dynamic direct mail. All of these are terms in the industry. Of course, variable data printing is something that you can get very specific when you send someone a note in the mail, for example, that might be a solicitation piece or an annual appeal in the case of a nonprofit organization or foundation.
Correct.
That may send you a letter that says, hey, dear Frank, last year you donated $100. This year we were hoping that you'd update your giving and give us $150 instead of $100. Get a little specific with it and talk more, maybe specific and tailored to Frank and Frank's wants and needs and his giving style versus maybe the next person who gets the piece who donated a lot more. And it may be a little bit more specific to what they gave to in the past. So
absolutely,
that's the variable data side of things, using data to drive it. Of course, signage, that's a piece of what you do, banners and posters and so on.
A great example is there's a gentleman that just bought a restaurant on Route 9 called Flavors of India. It's a very high-end Indian restaurant.
Yes.
Really, really
He's
nice. It's beautiful. Yes, he is a member. He just created a mail piece with us, and he wanted to go. We wanted to – you can look, go into the system and look into – where is the highest medium income of families per zip code, per street, and developed a whole direct mail for him by doing that. And so that was very effective.
So for your printing, mailing, signage, promotional materials, and apparel, think of Minuteman Press in Wappinger Falls. If you want to get in touch with them, Greg, why don't you give out your contact information to our listeners?
Sure. My name is Greg Wolf. My number is 845-347-2079. You can go to MinutemanPress.com and pick out your location, hit location, hit Wappinger Falls, or go to our direct web address, which is NY as in New York, so NY202.Minuteman.com, NY202.Minuteman.com.
Greg, it's been such a pleasure to get to know you here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show. And to our listeners, you can always visit our website at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce. It's dcrcoc.org. Go right to our business directory. Put in Minuteman Wappingers. They will be the first to come up. Greg, thank you so much for coming in and being with us here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show. To our listeners, stay tuned, because when we come back, we'll be with Fruition Chocolate Works. Hang in there. We'll be back after this quick break.
Hey, it's Uncle Mike from iHeartRadio. Frank Costello Jr. is in the studio. Frankie, what's going on over at the Chamber?
Uncle Mike, we are planning for the 35th annual Hudson Valley Hot Air Balloon Festival. It'll take place once again on Labor Day weekend, September 4th, 5th, and 6th this year, and it'll be at Time Warp Park in Unionvale, New York. This event has become a rite of passage for summer for everyone here in the Hudson Valley, with hot air balloon illumination moon glows, mass ascensions all weekend long, fireworks each night, 2x2 Animal Haven live music, a drone zone, bubble zone, live entertainment, and so much more. Find all the information and tickets online at the website, balloonfesthv.com. That's balloonfesthv.com. And remember, Uncle Mike, those tickets sell out each and every year. And welcome back to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show here on iHeartRadio. Now in the studio with me, Dahlia Graham, co-founder and CEO of Fruition Chocolate Works. Dahlia, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Dahlia, tell our listeners, what is Fruition Chocolate Works and how they can get it?
So Fruition Chocolate Works is a small batch bean-to-bar chocolate maker and confectionery, and we're based in Shokane, New York, out on Route 28 in the Catskills, but we just opened a new location at Eastdale Village in Poughkeepsie, so there's two places to get our chocolate there, as well as other wholesalers across the country, actually.
So how did you end up in this business? Because it's you and your husband in the company. And I don't think people realize the size and scope of what you're doing here. So I want you to give a little background and history on the both of you and how you ended up where you are now and the direction the company is going.
Sure. So we started the business in 2011. My husband, Brian, who's the co-founder and chocolate maker or creative director, we like to call him, he graduated from the Culinary Institute in Hyde Park, and he studied baking and pastry arts. And within that, he found chocolate to be the niche area that he was most excited about. And he wanted to know where chocolate came from, how it was made, not just to use it as an ingredient, but to actually manufacture it. So he started out testing, ordering cocoa beans in small quantities online, and we were roasting them at home in the toaster oven and winnowing on the back porch and trying to tinker with it to make our own rudimentary chocolate. So it started out like that, and then we continued with it and eventually decided, hey, let's start a business.
Yeah. At what point did you realize you were really onto something?
Well, the chocolate was, I mean, at the beginning it took a little time, but the chocolate was really good, and we started sharing it with friends and family and getting feedback, and I think it helps to hear what people have to say, and we took a little bit of a gap year in between. I had been teaching. I did teach for America, and I was teaching in New York City. And Brian had been working at the Culinary Institute in the Apple Pie Bakery Cafe. And so we were ready to do something different. And we went traveling all across. We road tripped across the U.S. and across New Zealand. And we spent about 5 months away. During that time, that's when we really kind of came up with all of the starting ideas for the business.
So I'm sure in that process of traveling, you were probably picking up products along the way, unique things and unique ideas that lent itself to the creation of Fruition Chocolate Works. So take a moment and just talk about the process of the business creation, going from garage, if you will,
right,
your kitchen, into now making it into a full-fledged facility and distribution, packaging. Talk about all of those processes.
Yeah. I mean, we started small. We when we first leased the space on Route 28, which is our kind of flagship factory and retail shop, we started out with a very small space of, it was about 1,600 square feet total. And we evolved as we got, you know, the basic equipment that we needed to get started. And it was just Brian with, you know, maybe one assistant in the beginning. And then we started to build up the team as we got the word out about the chocolate. Originally, we thought that it was just going to be manufacturing. We didn't realize that we would do retail, but because of the plaza that we're in being a heavily trafficked area, people going up into the Catskills, we thought, well, you know what, let's throw out a sign and see if people stop here. And they did.
Talk about when you really first knew that this could potentially go big as it has. Who was that first real good client or big client or distribution that you had in contact that you had that it just made the company fly from there?
We had a few pivotal moments there. I mean, locally, Bread Alone was fantastic. We had Dan Leader, the founder of Bread Alone, stopped in and said, I want to carry this chocolate at all of the cafes. We had a little shop in New York City called The Meadow, which is a wonderful spot to find craft chocolate. Take us on. It just started to snowball from there. We were in a wonderful shop in Seattle called Chocolopolis, and it started to, you know, hit the West Coast. And then eventually we got into Whole Foods in the Northeast, and that was a big turning point as well, getting the chocolate into more hands.
And that's probably everyone's dream in the food distribution business, is to go into a Whole Foods or grocery store, or even some of these more chain type operations where you can sell in a larger volume to them.
Yeah, it's really helpful to get in there and to get the visibility. But it's interesting because some of the small stores and independent stores have, you know, a more of a personalized touch where they're interacting with the customers. So the chocolate, I think it's nice to diversify where it can be found. We're in the Taste New York stores, which has been really good, especially the one in the Capital Region on the Thruway.
So we've talked about a few different places that people can purchase it. Obviously, your Eastdale location, the location on Route 28.
Mm-hmm.
Can you describe about where someone might be able to go to a clearinghouse? Is it your website that's the best place for people to go to find it?
So on our website, there's a store locator, and you can put in your zip code and find stores near you that might have our chocolate. But yeah, we're in coffee shops, gift shops, cheese shops, specialty grocery, that kind of place.
So what's your favorite? That's the ultimate question.
It's a hard question. It kind of varies by the day. Right now, I'm really excited about one of our new bars. It's a Three Mountains Ghana 74% dark. I do have a soft spot for the Spring Salted Dark Milk Bar, which is a 56% cacao, which is kind of in between milk and dark. So that one's really special and has salt sourced from the Sacred Valley in Peru.
So you just talked about sourcing from the Sacred Valley in Peru. Talk about sourcing these beans. How do you go about doing that?
Yeah, so we ethically source the cacao. It's all transparent trade. We'll tell you which farm or farmer cooperative we're getting the cocoa beans from. We're paying a premium price above the commodity to make sure that there are fair labor practices and growing practices on the ground. And we work with sourcing organizations. Uncommon Cacao is one, for example, or Cacao Latitudes, where they're doing a lot of the groundwork and we're communicating with them throughout. It makes a difference to us to make sure that we stand behind, you know, the cocoa beans that we're putting into our chocolate bars. And we hope that our customers appreciate that. From a profitability standpoint, I can't say it's the most profitable route to go. It's certainly more expensive, but to us, it's worth it. And we, you know, that's part of the reason why our chocolate bars are a little bit more expensive than you might be accustomed to, is that we are putting in the finest quality ingredients.
The quality is obviously the key, and you're competing on a global scale with this now. I want you to talk about the subscription box, because I think that's such a unique component to what you offer.
Yeah, so we offer a subscription, and you can get, we have three tiers, a fan, a friend, and a fanatic, depending on how much chocolate you want to get per month, and we'll ship out chocolate directly to your doorstep. So it's a great way if you just want to set it and forget it. Yeah, we're excited to be getting chocolate out to those regulars on a monthly basis, so please consider joining the subscription box. You can also just go on the website and pick and choose what you like and do it that way.
So I was so impressed when I visited the store in Eastdale Village and we had the opportunity to do your ribbon cutting there, to see the amount of accolades and awards that you did receive. And it was overwhelming. So I want you to talk a little bit about that, because that has real true meaning in the industry.
Thank you. Yeah. So we've been really humbled to win numerous awards, including the Good Food Awards and the International Chocolate Awards. These awards, what's so phenomenal is that the awards are done in blind tastings and with panels of experts. And so to win really means a lot, that our chocolate is standing up against other chocolate out there time and time again across different judges. Yeah, it's kind of a testament to the product that we're making.
And to give a snapshot of when this all started to take place, it goes back to your very first recognition in 2014. And that really jump-started the whole chain of awards to follow. If you look on your website, the praise that's there and the award recognitions, every year you're getting not one, not two, but multiple awards each and every year from different organizations, festivals, and the recognitions just kept coming year over year over year. So you had to have known you were doing something right.
Yeah. I think it did. It took a couple of years in business to kind of get off the ground, and then we started entering the awards and thankfully winning multiple awards. And then that helps to get into stores too, because the reseller, they see that you've won an award and they're interested in carrying the award-winning bars. It certainly has been something that we're proud of.
So if you're looking for that unique gift for the chocolate lover in your life, or perhaps you just deserve one yourself, check out Fruition Chocolate Works. It's fruitionchocolateworks.com. Obviously, the two locations on Route 28 in Ulster County, as well as the location in Eastdale Village in the town of Poughkeepsie. fruitionchocolateworks.com. Or you can find them on our website at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce simply by visiting dcrcoc.org. Diagram.org. Diagram, thank you so much for coming in and sharing your story with us here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show. And to our listeners, that's all we have time for on our show today. But if you like what you heard on our show, or if you want to find things to do here in the Hudson River Valley, in and around the valley, including business events as well as community events, visit our website, dcrcoc.org. Thanks for tuning in here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.